not a one-year project. We're going to lose next year. I know that like coaches aren't going to say
we're like Anthony Richardson last year, and Anthony Richardson's a bigger dude than Jaden Daniels.
The thinness is a serious issue. I don't know that field. That field has taken some people's legs out.
The Washington Commanders have brought in J.J. McCarthy, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Michael Penix, among a lot of other prospects ahead of the NFL draft. Sammy, who are the Commanders going to be taking at number two?
Welcome to the Sports on Tap Brothers podcast. And I'm George. And with me, always, my little brother, Sammy.
Now, let's tap in and get this podcast rolling.
Number two.
It's going to be an interesting situation. I mean, I don't know. First of all, I think an important key point here is the Commanders were a shit show last year, to put it lightly, right? And they put Sam Howell in a bad situation last year, and it was a shit show. So I'm my biggest concern before they even pick a guy is they got to make sure they're ready to bring in another rookie quarterback, because we've seen a lot of teams out there that bring in guys like the New York Jets, right? They ruined Sam Darnold's career. They ruined Zach Wilson's career. And the Commanders, outside of RG3 and, you know, mostly his knees giving out on him, but they put him out there in bad situations. There's not been many quarterbacks to succeed there. So I think it's hard. I'm trying to think between all those guys, like, you got to find the most thick-skinned, the one that's been through the most adversity, and I feel like that's hard to decide. I'm gonna just take a guess that it's gonna be Daniels.
Me too. That's who's my guess, but you're right. It needs to be someone thick-skinned.
Yeah, I'm guessing Daniels. But I don't know. I just think of Drake May. Well, it's like back-to-back North Carolina guys. And then, like, J.J. McCarthy seems like he needs, like, a stable – like, J.J. McCarthy – the reason J.J. McCarthy feels like he worked at Michigan, it was, like, good run game, stable coaching staff. Like, mm-hmm. We support you. Like, do you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. And I think what you said is important there is, like, which one of these quarterbacks is ready to take on this tough task. Because here's the thing with the Commanders, and we've seen it with a lot of teams. Actually, the second pick of a draft with the Commanders and the third pick of a draft with the Patriots, those are both putting quarterbacks in really bad positions. The Patriots have no weapons. The Commanders have been a crappy organization for years. Now Daniel Snyder gets rid of a franchise, or they sells the franchise. So maybe there's like a glimmer of hope. But this quarterback's coming in at number two to be the savior of the franchise. And like you said, if he does not have thick skin, he's going to fail at Washington. So who has thick skin? Penix has thick skin, but I don't think he's going number two. It's weird that they actually brought in Penix. McCarthy has thick skin, but like you said, I feel like he needs a perfect situation to succeed. So that
he's also not going number two. So
yeah, I don't think he'll go. Who, McCarthy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And then you got Drake May. But he seems like a project, not a savior. And he feels like a elevated version of Sam Howell. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's like Sam Howell on steroids.
And then I wouldn't say he's a project, but I guess they're all projects at rookies. So
yeah, they're all projects at rookies. And then Jaden Daniels, who's like the modern-day quarterback. But he's also really, really, like, what, 210 pounds, and against that he's Washington offensive line. So, yeah, and this that Washington offensive line almost got Sam Howell killed last year. So yeah. I'm one of Daniels as well, like you, but God, man, I just don't find this to be a good situation for any young quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, that's the issue. At the end of the day, it's not going to be Penix or J.J. McCarthy. All these teams bring in guys, right? Like, they bring in all the four or five quarterbacks, even though if they know that they're not going to take them that high, you know, like it's just a way to evaluate, make sure you're comparing and contrasting the different quarterbacks. I just think that at the end of the day with the Commanders, yes, it's a new ownership group. And yes, it's a new coaching staff with Dan Quinn and whatnot. But first of all, defensive coach. So I don't know how much that's going to help the rookie out. And then, you know, Jaden is thin. Like, he looks thin in a football jersey. You have obviously Drake May. He's not, I wouldn't say he's a project, but they're all projects, but he is not like, he's not Caleb Williams, right?
Right. So, he's not like a come in and you expect him to be a star day one, is what I mean.
Yeah. But then again, we don't know who's going to work and who's not going to these days.
Oh, of
That's
course.
That's kind of the hard part.
I mean,
right?
It seems like more quarterbacks in the first round, I mean, they do fail than succeed. So, like, out of all these quarterbacks, like Drake May, Caleb Williams, JJ McCarthy, Michael Penix, Bo Nix, am I missing anyone here? Whoever those five I said,
and like Spencer Michael Rattler, maybe.
Yeah. But out of all those guys, probably two of them are going to be really good, and then one or two of them are going to be okay starters. I mean, yeah, just like by stats.
It's a hard situation. I mean, at the end of the day, 2023, I brought it up. There's Bryce Young, a very rough year because on a rough team. CJ Stroud worked out because he was on an actual Texans team that was building kind of the right.
Yeah,
they were not that far off, right? Anthony Richardson looked like he was going to be good, but got hit.
Got
a lot.
Hurt.
Nobody else is pretty much star other than Will Levis is, but he's still like undecided. 2022 is Kenny Pickett, Desmond Ridder, Malik Willis, Sam Howell. The only person from that draft, Brock Purdy,
yep.
who was in the perfect situation. And then before that, you had Trevor Lawrence, who it's taken a lot of time, right?
Yeah.
To get where we think Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones. What do they have in common?
All of them are off of their, all of them are non-starters except Trevor Lawrence. So like, yeah like,
and that, on not on the same team anymore.
Yeah. And I still remember that draft. I was like, oh, this is one of the best quarterback drafts ever. Just like they're saying about this one. And I hope, because more quarterbacks, the better football is, but geez, man, you're putting some of these quarterbacks in really hard situations. And I think the Commanders is a really hard situation.
But then you also never know. It could be 2020. 2020 worked out very well for some reason. Joe Burrow, Tua, Justin Herbert, Jordan Love, Jalen Hurts.
That's a freaking great draft.
Yeah. The next year was Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones. So you never know how it's going to like fold out. Some years the quarterbacks are all freaking ready. Some years they're not, I guess. But with the Commanders, I think, once again, thick skin. I know they're going to probably pick whatever guy they had interviews with that just landed the most like, able to go through adversity. Understand that this is not a one-year project. We're going to lose next year. I know that like coaches aren't going to say that, but in their head, like,
and Dan Quinn is not stupid, to the quarterback right? Either, I know. I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Like Dan Quinn knows that he's not going to go win a Super Bowl next year in Washington. He knows that it's going to be a 2-3 year process to build this thing. He did it in Atlanta. You have to build for a couple of years till they made it to a Super Bowl. He was in Seattle through the, you know, first 2 years of Russell Wilson's progression until we got there. So they all know it takes time. Mm-hmm. So my biggest thing, I think it should be Daniels, but once again, the thinness is a serious issue. I don't know that field. That field has taken some people's legs out.
Yeah.
In Washington. That weather's not very good. Jaden played at Arizona State in the blazing sun of Arizona and in the hot Louisiana Baton Rouge.
Right.
It's not easy to go play in Washington after that.
No. I'm more concerned about him getting hit from the field. I know the field is definitely a concern for a running quarterback, but I'm just worried like Anthony Richardson last year, and Anthony Richardson's a bigger dude than Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
And he even got hurt pretty quickly into his NFL career. And I hope it works out for Daniels. I think Daniels is going to be the pick, but the Commanders are a weird franchise. They could surprise us and do something that kind of has us scratching our heads.
Yeah. Or not draft a quarterback or trade.
Oh,
back.
Okay. Trading back. But if they stay at two, they're drafting a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, most likely. But they could also just trade back to, like, 10. Like, somebody that really wants Jaden, trade with the Raiders or whoever. And then maybe they want Michael Penix, and they know they're not going to shouldn't take him at 2. It's a waste of a value.
That's very fair, because I think that's maybe part of the reason they're meeting with so many people and so many quarterbacks is that they're not, like, hell-bent on staying at that number 2 spot. Okay with moving back, taking someone later on. I didn't think of that, but that's a great idea. Yeah. I mean, that would be cool.
I also think that it's unfortunate that they got put in this situation. I know Don't get me wrong, Commanders fans, you might end up with a better quarterback than Caleb Williams. It just sucks still at the time when it happens, that when the other team or the team ahead of you gets that generational guy.
It's like the bonafide number one. Yeah. Yeah.
It might not suck in the future, but like you see that year with Trevor Lawrence, right? I wrote them out. Trevor Lawrence was the number one pick. After that, it was Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones. Like, yep. You really wish you got the number one pick that year, right? Like, instead exactly. of anything else. So we'll see what happens. And I just think with the one thing, like I was saying of Daniels, George, I think it's going to be May or Daniels, but I think it's Daniels. The weather thing is not a joke. We talked about this yesterday on this channel. You can find it on this channel, the Deion Sanders stuff, right? About he said Shadur's only – well, he said two mixed things. Shadur Sanders will only play in warm weather places, he said originally. And then he said he'll only play in Philly, Washington, I don't know, all these other places.
only cold weather.
Only cold
places. He's basically saying Shadur Sanders will play anywhere.
Yeah. Well, as some people said, it's not – as confirmed that he said every single specific place, but it was confirmed that he said he'll only play in a warm place. I'll pick the team that first time, right?
Yeah.
And I think that there is some meaning to that. Deion Sanders is not just saying that, and there's a lot of NFL quarterbacks that probably believe in that. I don't. For me, it might sound stupid. I know you got to go out there and play anytime in the NFL. I know it's not you don't get to play at home 16, 17 correct. Games a year, but. He played at ASU and he played at LSU. Two very hot, one humid, one dry, but very hot places. And he's very, very successful there. Maybe it's better for them to go take a cold weather quarterback that's been through it. Maybe a J.J. McCarthy that's been through it. Or maybe a Michael Penix who's done a little bit of Indiana and a little bit of Seattle and, you know, tried different. And, you know, Indiana's in the Big Ten. So Michael Penix had to go play in some bad weather when he was there. So I say there's a factor to it. And do you think the teams consider that, though, right? Like,
no, personally, not at all.
That's ridiculous if you don't think that, because GMs have talked about it.
So. Okay, maybe they've considered, but I've never seen it happen. Caleb, like, when have we seen a quarterback like, we're not taking him because he played at LSU or Florida? They always end up going.
They don't go up to the podium and say, at the second pick, we're not taking our original pick.
Yeah, I think they look at everything else. I don't know. I don't think.
So
they
you
really
think
look
Deion Sanders, who played in the NFL, said that about his son as a quarterback, but no other GM actually has considered that when drafting?
I'm not saying no GM in history of the NFL has ever sat there and not done that, but I don't think it's a big part of their evaluation. Now, maybe if they have a weak arm, it might be like, oh, this guy has a kind of a weak arm. I don't think he can throw in cold weather. But I think that's a little different than saying, this guy played at LSU. He has a rocket arm, and I don't want to take him because he doesn't like cold weather. That's just my opinion. I could be totally wrong. If there might be a GM out there or someone who's – I could be totally wrong, by the way. And there could – some GMs could think about it, and some GMs could not think about it. So
that's probably the more accurate answer is that last one. I was not saying that every GM says it. I'm sure there's some that don't believe it. I'm just saying that I'm sure there's been a meeting before in the history of NFL during draft and been like, this dude sucks in the cold weather.
Which oh, that's
happens
different.
To some quarterback.
Yeah, sucks in cold weather. I totally agree. That's very fair.
But that does happen to some quarterbacks in college, for example. Like, they're statistically one way in good weather and statistically another way. We've seen it in the NFL too, right? Yeah. Some guys that play way better in the dome than when they're outdoors.
Of course. Which totally.
Almost every quarterback, I feel like, except for maybe a few exceptions, play better in a
Everyone, I think like you said, almost every quarterback except for a few.
Except for maybe like Tom Brady, the GOAT. He's like, I don't give a shit where I am.
Yeah, exactly. Well, perfect. So we both think that Jaden Daniels is going to Washington. And thank you for watching. This is the Sports on Tap. If you're looking for all our other content, including our basketball channels or our personal channels, it's in the link in the description below. And that Deion Sanders video we talked about, you're going to see it pop up on the screen here. So you can click it if you want to watch our video about Deion Sanders and what he said about his kids. My name is George Rajour, or George on Tap. With me is my brother Sammy on Tap. Like and subscribe. Thank you for watching. And Sammy, you know what we like to say?
Well, two things. One, if you want to listen to the podcast, it's down there too, because we do these on audio every single day. And thanks for stopping by.